You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you're listening to the Top News Podcast. From how major companies fared in the second quarter, the latest on India's energy crisis, to why cigarette stocks were trending today. I'm back here with the top updates from India and around the world. First up, let's take a look at the top headlines of October 19th, and as we progress, I'll share more details. Sensex and Nifty ended flat today after opening at record highs. Meanwhile, the government has constituted a panel on future taxation policy for tobacco. So different tobacco stocks reacted differently to this news. Hindustan Unilever posted second quarter results today and the firm's profit was up 9% on a year-on-year basis. Looks like there's a slight relief on the energy crisis front as the number of power projects with less than 4-day coal stock has dipped. In a surprising news, IPO-bound Ola's Chief Financial Officer Swayam Saurabh and Chief Operating Officer Gaurav Porwal are leaving the company. More on it shortly. I'll also tell you why Reject Zomato was trending on Twitter and what experts make of Maharashtra easing further COVID curbs for restaurants and shops. First up, let's take a look at the market. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has constituted an expert panel on future taxation policy for tobacco. The committee is formed to make India compliant with the R component of WHO's Empower plan. Now, what is R? R stands for Raise Taxes on Tobacco. The panel will suggest recommendations from budget FY23 onwards. Soon after this announcement, the ITC share price declined nearly 5%, whereas Golden Tobacco stock rose 5%. VST Industries, on the other hand, slumped nearly 3%, whereas Goldfray Phillips India showed mixed performance as the stock surged over 1% to hit intraday high of 1,330 and then slumped over 3% to hit intraday low of 1,270. Next up, FMC major Hindustan Unilever reported an 8.9% increase year-on-year in net profit to 2,187 crore for the second quarter, meeting street estimates. The company reported a revenue of 12,724 crore for the second quarter, which is up 11.2% on a year-on-year basis. Soon after the earnings announcement, HUL shares traded 2.5% lower at 2,588 rupees on the BSE. Speaking of earnings, Larsen & Turbo Infotech shares soared 15% today, hitting an all-time high of 6,770 after the company reported higher than expected earnings on all fronts for the September quarter. Moving on, PB FinTech, the company that owns Policy Bazaar and Paisa Bazaar, is soon going to join the bandwagon of companies launching IPOs around the Diwali season. Sources tell CNBC TV 18 that market regulator SEBI has approved the draft red herring prospectus submitted by PB FinTech. The IPO's total size will be 6,017 crore rupees. This comprises of 3,750 crore worth of fresh issue and offer for sale of about 1,875 crore rupees. A pre-IPO placement of 750 crore is also under consideration. Next up is an update on the energy crisis in India. The coal stock situation at thermal power projects seems to be inching towards normalcy as the number of non-pit head projects that have less than 4 days of coal stock has reduced to 61 on October 17th from 70 a week ago, according to government data. The data also showed that the number of power plants with 0 days of coal stock has come down to 16. The improvement in the coal stock situation assumes significance in view of the ongoing shortage of dry fuel at thermal power plants. Now, here's more on the surprise exit of Ola's COO and CFO. According to a Money Control report, ride-hailing app Ola's Chief Financial Officer Swayam Saurabh and Chief Operating Officer Gaurav Porwal are leaving the company in what comes as crucial exits for the company ahead of its plans for a public listing. While Ola and Porwal had denied plans to exit last week, an Ola spokesperson has yet to respond to queries on Saurabh. In an email seen by Money Control, Ola founder Bhavish Agarwal announced these exits and confirmed that Porwal and Saurabh will be moving to pursue other opportunities. Next up is an update from Maharashtra. In some good news, the Maharashtra government has extended the operating timings of shops, restaurants and eateries. Citing the festive season and to avoid crowding at these places during the limited hours, the state government has allowed restaurants and eateries to remain open till midnight and other establishments like shops till 11 p.m. Anjan Chatterjee, the CMD of Specialty Restaurants, and Kumar Rajagopalan, the CEO of Retailers Association of India, welcomed the move and said that this suggests that things are moving towards normalcy. Now, let me tell you why hashtag #RejectZomato was trending on Twitter today. The food delivery giant drew massive criticism on social media after a customer service executive asked a customer from Tamil Nadu to learn Hindi, what the executive called the national language, to be able to converse. The user shared the screenshots of this conversation, according to which the Zomato customer care executive told him that they were unable to get clarity on a query due to a language barrier. Reacting to the public outrage, Zomato care posted that the incident was unacceptable and addressed the user's concern over the phone. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with more top stories of the day. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for more latest updates. Thank you for listening. Have a nice evening.